you can hear me and the rest of the show, man.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Esas tus malas costumbres no las puedo dominar, no las puedo dominar. Esas tus malas costumbres no las puedo dominar, no las puedo dominar. Es por eso que vengo a decirte que pronto me he de casar. A vista de tu presencia con otra voy a pasar.
dai, ma tu si chi si tu. Sì, sì, tu sì, sì, tu, gnagni dai, ma tu si chi si tu. Ma tu si chi si tu, gnagni dai, so si axi tu. Ma tu si chi si tu, gnagni dai, e so si axi tu.
Pasé por tu rancho muy cerca de la madrugada, machadito con aloja de cantar una vida. Anoche antes de dormirme debajo un cielo nublado, a pensar en tus ojitos vi todo el cielo estrellaba. Checa y manta de donde soy, me he traído esta chacarera, bailala alguna vez. Pero no una vez cualquiera. Andrés, ¿para qué quiero vivir con el corazón deshecho? ¿Para qué quiero la vida después de lo que me has hecho? Di mi corazón, vos el tuyo me entregaste, con engaños hacia el mío, prenda lo despedazaste. Ay, ¿por qué fuiste tan cruel? Si tu cariño esperaba, porque jugaste conmigo, prenda si te idolatraba. Ya del mundo olvidé desengaños y amargura, pero lo que vos me hiciste, prenda de mi alma perdura. Al otro lado del río tengo una chinita, al otro lado del río tengo una chinita.
cruzando a los Chumuco y a su rancho y llega. Upia y upia, guitarrero, no te vayas a machar. Upia y upia, guitarrero, que tenemos que bailar. Donde tengo un changuito churito como no hay. Upia y upia, guitarrero, no te vayas a machar. Upia y upia, guitarrero, que tenemos que bailar. Changuito pelo duro, dulce como el patay. Amalaya, yo tuviera la suerte del gavilán, que se lleva de un bolito lo que no le quieren dar. Amalaya, yo tuviera la suerte que tiene el gallo, que pega la media vuelta y ahí nomás monta caballo. La suerte tiene el sur y yo la quisiera gozar, tener seis o tener siete, ni aunque tenga que empollar. Chacarera, chacarera, pa' bailar la noche entera, el diablo se lleve juntas a las viejas cuenteras. Changuito, manos teñidas, carita triste, morena, haciendo bombo el cajón y endulza tu larga pena. Te criaste como el ututu entre el monte y el camino, sobre un caballo de palo galopabas tu destino. Destino de niño pobre y de vientos campesinos, changuito de los mandados pa' cuando quiere el vecino. Me estoy mirando pasar desde el fondo de los años, yo también los tres zapatos en la plaza de Santiago. De buena cría, cazando las urpilitas pa'l rancho traía, cazando las urpilitas pa'l rancho traía. Isquita ya causaray, mi gato de compañero, que él campeaba los pájaros, no caca ni cocinero. Cazando las urpilitas pa'l rancho traía, los apuros me enseñaron, nunca he sido pensador y manipulador. Los paisanos del gatito cazador, de buena cría.
We'll be right back.
Eso, amigos, that was Mr. or Misters. Kila, Kila, Kila Payun. It's a beautiful song, beautiful track, musical. Oh, wow, it was great, great stuff. Now I've got the track that I said I was going to play for my compadre, Pete, the saxophone player, man. You know, today I'm not going to go on too much about anything politics stuff because I'm pretty disappointed, you know, about my country. Well, not my country, but as it is, I think the people who actually voted for an ex-Nazi man, from Nazi family, escaped from the Second World War. His dad was a torturer, wanted by the Amnesty International. Oh, my God, horrible. Well, anyway, as you all know, some of the Nazis, you know, who escaped from Europe, they went to South America. They went to Guatemala, Ecuador, Argentina, Chile, you know, Bolivia. Yeah, and they established themselves there, okay, they settled down and everything, they started having families and stuff, but they still represented their Nazi party, you know, so that's what it is. So now the elections were the Nazi party against the communist leader, candidate, Jara. And this guy, Cast, can you imagine? You know, Jara, that's Chilean, Spanish, you know what I mean? Typical of the country and everything, you know? And then a foreigner comes along, you know, because he's born there. And he's got different ideas, you know? This guy's got different ideas, totally different ideas. And whoever voted for him to help him, win, they're going to be crying, man. I'm really sorry about that, you know? Why people do stuff like that, you know, and they vote for somebody, and that somebody gets to power, and they know that they should suspect at least, you know, that what the guy's intentions are, you know, and also he was saying openly, saying, you know, I'm gonna, not exact words, you know, but he was gonna have a policy. Like Donald Trump, because he's a great admirer of Donald Trump. He's a great admirer of Netanyahu. He's a great admirer of Milei, who is screwing up Argentina. Well, you know, from every angle possible. Okay, and also, you know, the voters, you know, most of them, obviously, you know, they're from the right wing, you know, the rich people, the ones who want to protect their business, you know, and pay no tax or less tax or no tax or something like that. And they want with the narco traffic, you know, to carry on. It's a lot of stuff that he actually said he was going to cut the some salaries, tax is going to go up. Actually, the way he was speaking, man, it seems like he didn't want to be elected, you know what I mean? Because he was saying everything negative, right? And he gets elected. So now, maybe politicians can get an idea of how to campaign, you know? just tell him the truth. Tell him what you're going to do, and people are going to vote for you, okay? Tell them you're going to cut their wages, you're going to have unemployment figure high as possible, no housing for nobody, and yeah, they probably will win the elections, you know, because that's what's happening in Chile right now. You know, right wing won. They won the elections, okay? And the thing is, you know, that we are here in Europe, you know, we are okay, you know what I mean, we can cope with this, you know, we've been here a while, so we already got accustomed, you know, to all these things that are going on in Europe, you know, England, talking about England, okay, so yeah, we cope with that, we join the English community, we do the same, as, you know, we abide by the law, we do everything okay. But it took us a while to get used to it. The thing is that when we came over to England, you know, when I came with my family and some of the families, it was the Labour Party in power. So it was a lot of things going on really, really cool, man. Really, really cool, you know. And there were jobs everywhere, you know. I mean, 1975, remember, if I don't believe me, go back to 1975 and you'll see what the difference is from those years to this year. Now, as the time goes by, we go into the future, into a tunnel, you know what I mean? And they always say there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But this tunnel gets longer and longer and longer and longer and longer, man. You know, the only way to find is take a torch. That's what we are doing. We're going through that tunnel trying to find the light at the end of the tunnel, but we have to take our own torches because that light is not going to be there. It's not there. The further, the more years go by, the further away that light is at the end of the tunnel. If there is a light at the end of the tunnel, right? Some people, they go back, they return, you know, they reverse, they rewind, they go back to the beginning of the tunnel because they think, wow, I'm not going to find the light. So I might as well go to the shop and buy a torch, you know, and get my own light in my own house. You know what I mean? I know I'm making a joke out of this, you know, but it's the truth, brothers and sisters. You know, that's what it is. And we also, I don't know, are you masochists, you know? I mean, the Latinos who voted for Trump, the Latinos who voted for Trump because they said that they thought that Trump was going to help out with their visas, with their stay, with their residence, and all that stuff. And this guy was actually telling them, you know, when I get to power, you guys are out of here. And they still voted for him, right? The next day, 2 days or a week after, some of them who voted for Trump were families and relatives and friends who were being deported back to their own countries, you know. You know, I don't know why people have been there. Like the pain, you know. I don't think the human beings, you know, we're quite right right now. You know, this is 21st century, you know, and I think our minds, you know, our brain is not working properly, you know. I think it's all to do with technology, the machinery, the computers, the laptop, the everything that's going in our lives right now. You go to a supermarket, you cannot find a human being, a cashier. There's a machine there you have to deal with, you know. These machines everywhere that are replacing us. So we have become non-active. Therefore, our brains, our minds, they're not working the right way. You know what I mean? That's why we choose silly people to govern us. Stupid people who actually screw us up, but we still vote for them. Doesn't that tell you something, that our brains are not working properly? I personally blame the technology, right? Technology is fantastic in certain circumstances. But in general, you know, everything is like, you click, it's there, boom. You click there, boom. You know, you just go clicking, you spend your life clicking everywhere because when you click, things come faster than when you ask, can you please, could you do this for me? No, you know. We humans, we take our time to do things. You know, the machines don't, because the machines are programmed, you know, to actually act and reply to us, you know, and give us the answers, you know, instantly. So that's what it is, you know. Our brains, you know, they've been kind of stagnant, you know. They're not moving anywhere. Then we're not developing. That's why I was saying earlier on at the beginning of the program, when my friend Quito and his band, you know, the Unseen, they got together and they are doing something new, creating new music. But in order to attract the public, the audience, obviously you play some of the old tracks, you know, to remind you of this is what we were like and this is what we are now. You know what I mean? That is a beautiful thing, you know. That's what music is, art, you know. And can you see, you know, music, every time it's music, it's always... claiming, you know, our rights to survive, our rights to live, our rights to be fed, our rights to housing, our rights to work, our rights to live. You know what I mean? And it's all down to us, the capitalists, imperialists, we'll call it. Oh, it's communist. People talk so much about communism, you know, that they forget that capitalism is screwing them up. You know, imperialism is right there, man, right there. And they're telling you that the communists are really, really bad. Communism is really bad. If communism was allowed to actually develop and fulfill the programs of whatever government, you know, a communist or socialist government is in power without interference, you know, from the United States of America, right, then it will work. It will work, okay? It does in China, well, in all these socialist, communist countries, you know. Look at this, how they are, you know. They come out of poverty, they work it out really quiet and nice, you know. They want to make business, they go to Africa, they sit down, they talk about it. They don't bomb the countries, you know, that they want to get have business with, right? The United States should have business with Venezuela, for example. You know, oh, yeah, we are short of oil, you know, so Venezuela will be providing us with oil. No, but they want everything. They want to control the whole thing, you know, and that's greed. And that greed, between that greed and the result of that greed, is like the innocent people suffer. And that is the worst part, you know. If you will fight against two guys, you know, can you put your two governments who don't like each other in a boxing ring, you know? Come on, guys, sort it out. Boom. Ba, 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 ba. But don't involve us. Don't involve the people, you know? I voted for you, yeah, to have a better life. I didn't vote for you to get bombed, you know, or to send my children, you know, to wars that they don't have nothing to do with us. I didn't vote for you to help you get involved in other affairs. No, you see what I mean? This is, I don't know if you agree with me or not. If you don't agree with me, fair enough. You know, I mean, I cannot explain this anymore, you know. I'm too old now for arguments and discussions, you know. People don't understand what I'm talking about. They don't want to see sense. That's it. Fair enough. No, I'm not going to waste my time doing anything, talking, you know, trying to convince them, because nowadays, you know, we all convinced that we cannot be convinced. You know what I mean? And it's terrible because, oh, my God, no, I know that. I know better. Who are you? Tell me this and that. Right, amigos. Anyway, God, my friend Peter is falling asleep, you know, listening to this, right? Well, I want to wake you up, my brother, right, with this track for you. Latino Times on 93.2 FM every Monday from 5 till 7. You want to get in touch with me or text me? It's 079-44-031-894.
Yeah.
Eso, that was Gato Barbieri from Argentina. You see, Argentina, they not just play good football, you know, they also play some good music. And earlier on, I played Los Charcheleros. It was gaucho music with a lot of bass drum, boom, boom, boom. Bass drum, awesome bass drum, bass and drum. It's a deep, deep, deep drum. Okay. And yeah, that's what I was saying. Unfortunately, you know, the beautiful, beautiful stuff, you know, the Argentinian music, you know, they got a lot of rock and jazz, folk music, you know, and great, great, great football, great. The Pumas, you know, the rugby team, they go, wow, wow, fantastico. And that is a pity that they got a president who is selling the country to the United States. You know what I mean? He's already bought out because he's gone bankrupt already in the first period of his presidency. He's borrowed billions of dollars, you know, from the United States. And the United States, very, very willingly, they give him the money. No, they give him, they lend him the money, right? So therefore, that country is going to be in debt. You know what I'm thinking is going to happen? The same like what Greece went through. You know, remember when Greece was bankrupt and the Germans, I think, they helped them out. And they, I think Argentina is going the same way with this president they've got. The president is so, oh my God, he's such a clown, man. I'm sorry, but I don't like to say things like that about people, you know, but it's, oh. You know what, just the thought of it, you know, makes me kind of like angry and sad, you know, because... as I was saying, you know, people could be very, very sadist, you know, masochist, you know, they like the pain, you know, they, oh, we have to suffer, otherwise we don't live. It's like when they go to the gym and say, no gain without pain, no pain, no gain. But then, what was that about? You know, I get pain, I stop doing the bloody exercise. Don't be silly. And I've been told also by my doctors and proper, you know, like a personal trainer saying that, look, if you feel pain on your arm when you're doing the you know, the lifting or something, just stop straight away. You know, you don't want to cause yourself an injury. When people say no pain, no gain, you know, that's bull. You know, there's a lot of bull there, you know. No, bull and dog and cow and all that, all the results of those animals. Okay, amigos, this goes for Lucho and Lucy, and to thank them for a lovely evening that they produced for me with eating completos. Yeah, it was fantastic. And so, anyway, this I know they like it. I know they told me that they went to see this guy in concert. So I've chosen a track, you know, from my old collection, and I do hope. I pray to God, man, that it's not scratched. If it's scratched, you know, I'll find something else for you guys. But you have to do a few steps, you know, in your living room. Be careful. Don't trip on the carpet.
Hacer tu maleta, emborrar al marcharte una vida completa, en tirar tierra al fuego por querer apagarlo, en dejar nuestro mundo y querer olvidarlo. Se te ve decidida y no quieres pensarlo. desvaneciera. Se te ve decidida y no quieres pensarlo. Te encuentras herida y te duele aceptarlo. Si tú no te fueras, si tú me escucharas, si a pesar de todo tú me perdonaras, si me perdonaras, si no te marcharas.
Right, right. That was Sergeant Garcia, amigos, amigas. I just found this CD, man. Do you remember? But when I started with my compadre Checho Sergio, God bless his soul, rest in peace, compadre. We were together, you know, we were doing the show together across the road from here, you know, the Center for Popular Music. And we used to record most of the shows on a mini disc to have an idea, you know, then go home, listen to them, and have an idea of what the whole thing was sounding like, you know. So I've got a recording here, a little recording, you know, with my compadre's voice, you know, and I want to play for you as a tribute to him as well, because we all remember him, and he will never be forgotten. So here is my compadre.
You know what I mean?
Wow, that was Sergeant Garcia. As you all know, this is the fantastic Bruno Garcia and his band, the Locos del Barrio. This is some really amazing stuff, isn't it? That's what you call ragamuffin and salsa, all mixed in one, man. You know,
beautiful mixture.
Better than tagliatelle. Tagliatelle alla che va. Tagliatelle alla che va.
Oh no, man! Don't talk about food right now. I'm starving.
Yes. Let's go for that takeaway right now.
Shall go to Chubby's?
Yeah. Could be tea.
The best kebab in town.
Just what we need right now.
Hey, compadre, shall we play something well-known?
All right.
I will not tell you what it is. You have to tell me afterwards.
Okay. I shall guess. Wow, what a tune. That was wonderful. I think we shall say...
Pega y cuando llega no despega, pega, pega lo que puso el ruso en el discurso que con Bay Segundo puso entre tus cejas.
Ahora la distancia queda.
Si de mi lengua estoy viviendo y calmando mi fiel tristeza, ¿de qué forma quieres tú que yo detenga la sangre de amor y patria que me corre por las venas? Generaciones vieja y nueva, de corazón, sangre y pulmón.
Allá lejos, donde el sol cae.
Todo el tiempo está en mi mente, la tengo presente, ¿entiendes? Me habla el corazón que no me miente, hermano. Flotando ando, pasando la mano sobre el mapa de este mundo. Y desde lo profundo de mi corazón siento nostalgia. Una extraña sensación como añoranza de esta distancia que se interpone. Que regresaré bien se supone. Y eso me pone el hombre más feliz por un segundo. Ya lo cantó compa el segundo. Y yo de nuevo escucho el quejo de mi gente chico. Bien te lo explico, cubano 100% prototipo.
Me arrancaré el corazón y esperaré mi regreso.
Ah.
paso salió por de buena vista, Miramar a la mar. La Victoria, Habana Vieja, Barrio Nuevo, Bejucal. ¿Dónde estás tú, mi rampa? El sol que canta, la catedral, el Capitolio se levanta en el oído de estas voces. 23 y 12, Vedado, Paseo del Prado, tus leones lado a lado. Forman parte de mis tradiciones, mis emociones. Eres tú, mi Cuba, como tú, ninguna. Cabio, si le soy Yoruba, que no quede duda. Que si lloro es porque le extraño no ver mi malecón a mis amigos de mi zona. Los que nacieron conmigo, los que jugaron conmigo. Recordarlos sin tenerlos me hace daño. Año tras año sueño con volver a ver esos amigos que añoraba. Color de la campiña cuando llueve el morro. El cañonazo de las nueve, el que te quiere nunca muere, no.
Wow, what a tune. That was wonderful.
Okay, amigos, we coming to the end of the show. I've got about 3-4 minutes, you know. I'm going to play you the one more track, you know, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next Monday at, five till seven. Sorry, I was reading a message. Yes, Alexandra, that was beautiful, beautiful, you know, to hear his voice again. I got a recording here, you know, and I had to play it because I missed him and his voice, and well, I missed him. Okay, here we go. Now we're gonna go home now, and please love one another and free Palestine.
Encontró el amor que yo perdí. ¿Y ahora qué hago yo si hacer con mi chula, mi negra, mi pelaí?